This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by GoDaddy.com. Use code 295NUT for a $295.com or transfer. Defense Soap. Use code MMA Nuts for 15% off your entire order. Hey fans, this is MMA Nuts, episode 191.
191!
My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is the MMA show. I have MMA fans, four MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous.
That's correct.
What?
Speaking of Michael Bolton, what about him and all these new commercials?
I haven't seen the commercials. You watch the commercials?
I do. Well, Pandora force feeds me the commercials.
They are out of fucking control
lately. Those.
I listen to one song, I change the station, and then here's a 30-second commercial. But hit reload on your browser, if you're not on the mobile, that commercial goes away.
Oh. Wink, wink. On the mobile, it doesn't work. They feed you doubles now.
Yeah.
You get two or three in a row.
And
but Michael Bolton is, you know.
He's the guy?
Time of year. I can't even sing. Fucking Michael Bolton.
Fuck that guy, Michael Bolton.
That's right.
Is your name Michael Bolton?
Yes. You should change your name. Fuck him. Anyways.
What else is going on?
The weather's nice all of a sudden.
It was like 50 degrees the other day. We still have 3 feet of snow stacked up.
Mountains. I'm worried about all that stuff melting.
It's going to flood.
It's gross.
It's very messy.
Yes. Speaking of very messy.
What? You got some news for us? Go ahead.
I do.
Start us off.
I'll start us off.
Who's the news brought to us by?
The news brought to you by DefenseSoap.com, GoDaddy.com.
Probably GoDaddy.
GoDaddy.com.
If I can remember some
where you can get stung.
You get 349.coms, and hopefully I'll say it right this week. It's 349 nuts, 15% off your order with Go 15 off 6, and 50% off a hosting with 50 host 2.
Yes. Is
and
that it?
There's like Found 7 and a whole slew of other ones on our coupon tab.
Nuts 349. Get a 349.com. Don't pay the $9 or whatever it is, 15,
right.
Whatever. Pay 349. Nuts 349.
Right.
Like these kind of nuts.
Right.
Or
in your mouth.
Nuts, whatever.
Going, gone.
So,
okay, what news? Yeah.
Speaking of news, what's this I hear here about Gina Carano making a comeback in the MMA scene?
Gina Carano?
Yes.
4 years of layoff. Gonna try to make a comeback. I wish it would happen. I don't think it's gonna happen. You know why?
What?
You can't take 4 years off and then just come back and try to make 135 pounds. That
especially
lady can't
her.
Make 135
yeah,
pounds.
I forget she was fighting at
140.
Yeah, so it's you
and
know.
She had a hard time making 140.
Yes, because she's a, you know, she's a big girl.
I like it.
She's a healthy girl. The thing with that, you know, people aren't realizing Dana's
what's
like
that?
Well, she's already under contract. She was
an old contract.
Yeah, from Strikeforce.
Right.
She had a fight left on her contract, so
I think she had four
really?
Okay, something well. Ridiculous.
So I agree with you. I don't think it's going to happen. But in another bit of news, this leads me into Kat Zingano. Apparently,
mm-hmm.
is ready for action. She said she's ready
Sweet.
To start training again.
I'd be ready for action.
So good on her. I definitely would like to see her fight Rousey.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know if they're going to wait around for that because you know.
They said late summer, I think.
Yeah. I think Ronda takes a fight before that happens. She should, anyway.
Or she'll retire.
Maybe.
Doesn't she got a couple movies to film?
Yeah.
Fast
doing
and
some shit.
Furious, or she already did that one. I forgot the other ones. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Important.
No, but it's not going to be Cyborg, who's been hanging around, too.
I know.
So what was the big news? Was that, I mean, was there a big
there's
news?
There's something in the...
The Rogan files?
Yeah, there's something going to happen.
Alluding.
When Dana was asked about it, there's something going on.
I think they bought Invicta, or about to. I have a feeling
that seems to make the most sense.
Yeah, because they have no. If you look at the.
They needed a partner.
Yeah. If you look at the problem right now, is you have nobody for Ronda Rousey to fight. And you brought in all these lighter weight classes. I think Felice Herrig is like probably going to be one of the big names in that lighter weight class that they have because of the Ultimate Fighter show.
Yeah.
But the problem is that's going to take a while. So. What can they do immediately to get women's MMA, you know? Just
they need a 145-pound division. Oh, 145-pound. Then you have the Cyborg at 145.
Jesus.
You have the Rousey at 135. And then you have the super fight that you talk about, like you've talked about all the fucking time with these other weight classes and men.
Happen.
It never happens. The whole thing goes to shit, Ingo.
One or both will lose.
You know who I blame? John Jones.
I blame him too.
151. Never happened. Yeah. John Jones.
Well, because look at him now. Even
never forget, Ingo. Never forget.
This is what I'm talking about.
What?
Oh, man. Don't get me. Now you got me started. Go. John Jones, after this fight night card, was like, oh, Gustafsson and Cormier should fight each other. Oh, yeah. Smart move, Mr. Man. Let the two top guys who could probably kick your ass fight each other so you pick one of them off in the process. Very smart, but also, what the fuck? He should fight both of them. And you lost that fucking fight the first time anyway.
That's true.
So, shut up, John Jones. Know your role and shut your mouth, jabroni. Was that wrestler guy that used to say that? Know your role and shut your mouth, jabroni.
Like, is he talking to his wife?
I don't know.
That's a good move. That's a good career move right there.
Go to your home. Crawl back in your cage. No one's talking to you. I don't know. John Jones, fucking hell.
If you're going to go down this path, I'm going to dig it a little deeper. Okay. So you mentioned that one. It was just something I was going to talk about, too. It's funny. And then he's got that beef with Tyson Griffin.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I forgot about that.
On Twitter. This okay. is from Blay Elbow. So
isn't Tyson Griffin like 12
he's like a,
pounds?
Yeah.
Like, he's like this big?
Yeah, he's okay. Not a big dude. And I think he tweeted something to John Jones along the lines, if you're a champ, Johnny Bones, you'd whip DC and move on. He's a tougher test than your last two fights. So just embrace the grind. And what else? This 26-year-old John Bones thinks the names on DC's record aren't top level. That is just disrespectful, if you ask me. And then Jones direct messages him back, which I do have a problem with, too. If you're going to be a fucking twat, just be a twat in public. Just embrace who you are. Don't hide behind it. Because now all these direct messages got put out where he says, first of all, I was never following you in the first place. Please don't flatter yourself. If you're looking for work, I could use a water boy. This is Jones to fucking Griffin directly. In all sincerity, I appreciate the exposure you have given me on Twitter page, or my Twitter page today. I can't wait to reach 1 million followers. Well, LOL. You're like, oh my God, John Jones is writing me. That's actually funny. Clown, I have to go. Got a world title fight coming up. You wouldn't know much about that. Save these messages for your grandkids.
Ouch.
What a dick. But what? Just make those public.
Who put those public? Tyson did?
Yeah, because he direct messaged Griffin all
okay.
this shit.
That's the thing that I didn't follow in the whole trans. I was like, who put the Tyson did?
Yeah.
Jones, yeah. You suck. See, I don't like him anymore. You know what, though? I tell you what, though.
What?
You should just turn full heel.
Exactly.
Stop fucking fighting.
That's what I'm saying. Quit trying to, what's the thing Greg Jackson told him?
Win some fans?
Yeah. Don't, fuck that. Just embrace who you are. If you're a dick, just be a dick.
Be a dick.
People will love you or hate you more if you're a real, just be real.
Yep. Look at Diaz. Look at the Diaz brothers.
And look how much they are loved and or hated
yep.
by everybody. Yep. Crazy as crazy does. You can't hide behind.
I agree.
This fake persona that you're trying to be. I'd rather you just be an asshole.
Yes.
Look at Michael Bisping. It works out for him.
It does. He spits on people. He doesn't care.
He tells you when he needs water. When he
no water, Ingo.
Every fucking show. We're going to get
that's
that
awesome.
In. Sometimes he gets knocked unconscious by Dan Henderson. I don't know if I could put that in.
Yeah.
I should put that in.
Yeah. That was brutal.
It's my favorite knockout. I think that like out of all the knockouts that I've ever seen, that has to be the most satisfying one.
Yeah,
that I've ever seen.
That's pretty
for,
good.
A comeuppance for someone who talked so much shit on the season of Ultimate Fighter, and Henderson just played it as cool as a cucumber in a bowl of a hot sauce or something.
Yeah. Well, Chuck knocking the shit out of Tito was pretty satisfying, too.
Yeah, but there was no surprise there, I guess, either.
Yeah.
That always happens. Tito always got be down by the Chuck. It was a given, but
yeah.
Hey, what do you guys do?
But any other news?
Yes, there's a very exciting news out of Oklahoma. The Oklahoma Athletic Commission okays the return of 8-man tournaments
ooh.
In one night.
Nice.
So what they're saying is elbows will be allowed in a final round only. Prelim bouts will be 3 5-minute rounds, and the finals 5 5-minute rounds. And this means a fighter could fight 11 5-minute rounds in a night. You know, I think this is from some tournament that's
someone's
going
to die.
No, this is awesome. No, this is not. What we need again. And Oklahoma, I think, is the only state in the union. I don't know.
Someone's going to
Who's
die.
In the union? Succeeding? Is someone succeeding?
No.
We're all winning, goddammit!
It's
Hey-o!
Succeeding, not succeeding. That's different. Two different things.
So what union are you talking about?
I don't know. The one that I'm in. The one that wins.
The
Did
United
we win?
States?
Did we win?
We won!
Yes!
The North beat the South, and now we're all
Fuck
one.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. It's all about winning. You're either first or you're last.
Yes.
So, what's my point? We need more tournaments. This is what these other organizations need. Fucking Bellator, go to Oklahoma. Set up base camp in Oklahoma. One night tournament. 8 men enter, 1 man leaves.
The 2 fights I can get behind, but 3
Come on,
or Ingo. 4? Oh my God,
yeah,
someone's gonna die.
No, that's how it used to be.
Okay.
I'm not gonna say that
any
the
reason
last fight's gonna be the best fight, but goddamn, that's gonna be some exciting shit because you know what? Glory does that shit right now.
Right. But it's only striking, and it's only 2 fights.
And there's no elbows.
Correct.
The elbows make it a little bit dangerous.
True.
So
you
get
cuts. Yep.
But I'm excited for this. I would consider moving to Oklahoma. Not so much.
Where the wind blows?
Yeah.
That's it. Sweeping down the plain.
Huh?
You ever heard that song?
No. Go ahead.
Oklahoma,
bring me in.
Oklahoma, where the wind goes. I don't know the rest of the fucking song. You know what I'm talking about, the musical?
Nah, not so much.
All right. Anyways, if you're from Oklahoma, you know that shit. I'm talking to you.
I feel like that's gay, but I don't know.
Slightly.
Neither here nor there.
Yes. You know what's not gay?
What?
The first female cut woman in MMA, which is Swayze Valentine. Interesting.
God.
Not bad.
What?
Can you say that?
Yeah, I can say it all.
So.
What is Where are you
like,
going with this? I'm
How
waiting.
Many titties am I holding up?
What are you talking about?
I don't know. You know, like if you got blurry vision.
Are you talking about the Bigfoot now?
No.
I don't know. The lactating.
No.
Where are we going, Ingo?
I'm
trying to follow you, but
I'm
you're
saying
losing me.
What I'm saying is,
okay.
is that you know how they got the old rule, like how many fingers
yeah,
you
yeah.
see?
Oh, well, okay, gotcha.
Sorry.
You had to tell me the fire got poked in the eye
too far
first.
In the gutter.
Yeah. Okay. Is she a doctor?
I don't know. Is she?
I don't know.
I didn't read the article.
I just
saw the headline, and I think it's cool because you know what?
What?
It's probably better because I think you know, like, it's not a man or woman job in general. I mean, it could be done by anyone as long as you do a good job. I know Keith always yells and screams at the TV whenever he sees MMA guys. Look, what is he doing? This is horrible. Oh my God, I can't believe he's putting that in there. He's like, he can't be doing that. Where's the ice or
yeah.
where's that thing? Whatever that thing, what's that cold thing they put
yeah,
on it?
The
metal?
Press, yeah.
Yeah. That they never do on the, I don't know why they don't do it in MMA. Uh-huh. It's weird.
Very rare.
What else? I don't know. I don't have any news. What else you got?
I don't know.
Do we have anything else?
I'm checking through said notes. 1, 2, 3. Let's go right into some sort of conspiracy action.
Go for it.
Well, conspiracy theory. Of the week, as I scrolling, and I find a moose.
A moose?
Who's the conspiracy theory of the week brought to you by?
Defense Hope.
You know it.
.com. Or you can save 15% using code MMA NUTS. Go there, buy your soap, be clean, don't fuck around. Springtime's coming. I know you guys are out there doing your dirty shit. Stay clean. DefenseHope.com. As he's drinking his beer.
Delicious.
I'm having a hard time drinking tonight. It's like one beer and I'm already like not feeling like drinking anymore. I haven't drank all week and it's really weird.
See?
Like maybe that's the key.
That is the key.
Don't drink.
Don't
and
drink.
And then you won't drink a lot.
That's right. So I'm going to go with this. Dana White is losing his mind.
Probably. You think he's on drugs?
I think he has
Lots
to be.
Lots of drugs?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably the cocaine. I'm just alleging everything right now.
I don't think you can keep a coke habit up for that long and still be healthy.
He's on something because goddamn, that guy is running around all over the world and
Provigil,
he's
Modena
probably Phil? He's so high energy.
I still want to try that. The only thing that
we can't even get a blood test ordered, Nico. I can't even get a blood test. How am I going to get Provigil?
Well, the problem is I don't think your doctor will prescribe it to you, but you can definitely buy it on the open market. It's not illegal. But from what I've read, it's actually like if you take it,
yeah.
you're going to feel like shit for 2-3 days after because it gets you revved
so
up.
So it's kind of like doing some sort of psychedelic.
I wouldn't know about that.
Me neither. But I'm just saying, that next day,
Fucks y'all up.
It's like looking through.
I did use your advice, by the way.
Here we go. Of what?
of not going extremely deep, and it seems to help.
Okay.
With the next day, you're right. Somehow that
I don't know why, but yeah.
So I went really deep.
Yes.
And I was fine.
Good. Good. See, it all worked.
That's
out.
The key.
I don't know. Go deep or go home.
Yes.
And you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So, smooth transition number three. Cage Potato ran this article. I'll throw some props. So Luke Thomas from MMA Fighting tweets out. He says, "Dear all MMA promoters, more MMA is not better. No one cares anymore. Better MMA is better. Please fix your product. Thanks in advance." Pretty mellow.
Mm-hmm.
Dana White tweets back, "Dear whoever the hell you are, nobody gives a shit what you think. O2 is sold out and fans are pumped for tonight. Your opinion equals WGAF. Who gives a fuck?" I didn't know what that meant, so I looked it up. I'm retarded.
I didn't know either until you told me. Then,
then a fan tweets at Dana, says, "Hey, I give a shit. A lot of people do too. I'd rather see 12 stacked cards than 55 watered down ones." Dana replies, "Then don't watch 43 of them, dummy." The stick's getting a little old. It seems like everybody's kind of turning on Dana a little bit.
Yes.
He doesn't have a carte blanche anymore, where before it was kind of cool, where he was very accessible. He's all over social media. But it seems the more he talks now, the more he puts his foot in his mouth. And he can't take any constructive criticism at all. Everything is full attack, full attack, full attack. I mean, that's a valid point. Look at this last card. You know, you can't have 500 guys on your roster run a fucking card every week, and then I think there's a couple months where we're going to have two cards on the same night. That is the most ridiculous shit I've ever heard of. And, I mean, look at how we cover stuff now. I mean, I can remember a time when we would talk about all the fights on the main card.
Impossible.
I mean, it used to be...
We'd have 5 hours a week, at least 10 hours a week
we have to do that.
It's impossible. Right. You think he's strained? He's just... Because he's also got to work harder. So do you think he's just like way thin?
Yeah. Or the other question is too, financial problems.
The UFC?
Yeah.
Did I ever mention that on the show?
Yeah, you talked about it
about
before.
About the whole like the rating, the UFC in general is not considered a good investment at this point because the risk is extremely high. They have a lot of floating like loans and things, and they're using loans to pay to grow the business, like half a billion dollars worth or something crazy. Maybe. I mean,
it's just weird. I mean, I want less because it gets to that point, and we've talked about it before, where I like the build up. I know you're not going to go 3 months without a card now, but a month would be nice. I want the stacked cards. Give me the fucking UFC 100. This UFC 171 is pretty good.
I like the, you know, I don't know, why do they do that? Why do they have the welterweights stacked again and again?
Just in case. I think it's just in that cycle, because you had that one card where they wanted to make sure if anybody dropped out, you'd always have a replacement.
Why don't they do that with all the cards?
Seems like to make sense.
I like the weight class, because then it gives like a rhythm to the card. It's kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
Where sometimes if you get a heavyweight, then you get like a 25-pound, 125.
Yeah, I don't give a shit about that weight class.
It makes it all crazy.
Yes.
But...
And how about a heavyweight card? We haven't had... We had that one, and then it got all mixed-matched, and someone got hurt, and this guy's fighting that guy.
Well, the problem for me is, too, is I think that given that they're doing so many events and they have so many fighters, I think that the talent pool, like, you have so many guys that are, like, in this window, and then there's only a few guys above and a few guys below. So when they match these guys up, you get a lot of decisions, you get a lot of close fights, which is interesting... But it's not, like, entertaining sometimes because, you know, it just isn't. I don't want to say that because I know those guys are working hard and they're talented fighters. And it just isn't. It isn't like how it was before where you get, like, these crazy mismatches and somebody does something bananas and knocks one guy out. Or, you know, you got Hughes picking guys up and slamming them down.
Yeah, running them across the octagon and fucking dunking them off.
You know, you got bloody fights, like, fucking bleeding everywhere. It doesn't happen like that anymore. Why not? That's what was fun. And now it truly is a sport. I mean, it's become like...
I mean, it is. It's almost to the point, like, who's the better athlete to some extent.
And that's okay. But, you know, I'd still like to see the freak show.
Exactly. Bring him in, man. Get fucking Jose Canseco in.
Give me something freaky. Give me something crazy.
You want the Kimbo Slice back? That freaky?
Yeah, he's my little past his prime. I think the knees are blown out at this point. But
that's neither here nor there.
Yeah, because it seems like we don't have anything crazy to talk about anymore. You don't have, like...
You don't have the Brock Lesnar. That's what I like, too. That was the ultimate freak.
Yeah.
Because he was just so massive and... I'll throw a cliche. He moved like a 125-pounder.
Oh, yes. And the Diaz brothers have been on the shelf, so you don't have
and
that.
And they're both, like, hanging out, waiting for Fighter Tights. I like that.
Fighter Tights.
Nice.
Start a brand.
Mm-hmm.
VitalTights.com.
That's right.
Anyways.
It all works out. So, is he losing his mind, I guess, at the end of the day?
Probably.
I think so.
Yeah. Well, how could he not be?
I don't know. Moving right along. What should we... there's so many bottles to get through over here.
I don't know. This show's going to be 12 days long.
Just look at this clock, because I didn't set it forward. Just think it's 9:20.
Okay.
And it'll all work out. Sure. 10:20. So I want to talk about this UFC Fight Night 37.
That nobody watched because the fucking Fight Pass sucks balls.
I haven't tried to re-sign on it, so let's just say I saw it from an alternate source.
Hey, they don't want your money? Fuck them.
I'm ready to pay my $10. I would even go $10.45 per month.
Do we have to both pay if we're using the business?
No, it's a business.
Can we stream individually, like in different locations?
We'll test it out and find out. This is a business, Ingo.
Yes.
It's a legitimate business. Uh-huh. So, you want some scores for the two fights that we picked?
I think I did horribly.
I was 2-0. You were 2-0. Oh. The Magic 8-Ball was 2-0.
Oh, we didn't. Did we not pick the
we
other
didn't
fights?
Pick the other
Sweet.
But that's okay because we went up.
It's a draw.
So good. So, overall, I'm 34-14. He goes 37-11. That's 77%.
Yes.
And the Magic 8-Ball is in last place. They got it at 31-17.
And fuck you, anonymous commenter on YouTube. I forgot to comment on. I saw that comment.
You didn't even get your name right.
Yeah. I didn't?
No, he didn't.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't
fuck you, man.
He called you like Ingra or something.
Ingrid or something shit. I don't know. 79%. 77%.
Man, I can't read anymore. I got to boost that
some
fonts.
Bet on my shit. I know what I'm talking about.
Christ.
At least for this month.
Yes. So the Guillard versus Johnson. Oh. Wow. Talk about a fight where one guy talks so much shit and the other guy shows up to fight.
Yep.
And what's your take on it?
I don't know.
Oops.
Melvin was going backwards. Johnson was going forwards. And
Johnson couldn't get him to engage.
Nope. Frustrating.
It was almost Caleb Starnes like.
That bad? I have to.
I need a rock hammer.
I watched a round and then I turned the TiVo on times two and then in the second and then times three in the third. So
you should have rock hammered.
I didn't really. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, Melvin is not going to be the champ.
I would cut him. I would cut him.
Yeah.
He's only lost I think 12 times.
He's got a bad.
He's
record.
Got a ton of fights.
Yes. Good for you, Michael Johnson. I think he's making a case for himself.
He is
looking pretty.
Well, he took the fight on short notice, too, because it was supposed to be Ross Pearson in that spot.
Yes, sir.
But Yard didn't look like he came to fight.
Nope.
And then you have Gustafsson versus Manoa. Oh, my God. He is a beast. Well, it was obviously a step up in competition for Jimmy and the first round. Gustafsson takes him down. And I don't know why he was going for that straight armbar, like some sort of weird fucking... Hold on him, pretty much controlled him on the ground.
Playing
the first
around
round.
A little bit.
Like, let me see what I can get here. Let me see what I can get. And then the second round, he gets the clinch, throws a knee, uppercut, gets him on the ground, looks like a couple hammer fists. Out.
He's done that a few times.
And then he does an awesome handspring.
Almost broke his neck.
Like, don't do that, champ. Come on, you're the champ. And then he calls out John Jones.
I love it.
You know. That's the fucking fight that we should have had happen.
Yeah.
It should have been John, and no one else got this preferential treatment. Any other close fight, you had an immediate rematch. I think this is the only one that we didn't get it that truly was deserving of it.
I don't think Jones wanted it. I have a feeling there was a
lot of... No, he still doesn't want it, right? Look at your comments you said.
Yeah.
He said, I think DC and Gustafsson should get that
I like that matchup, but I think it's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
I think you know, Gustafsson should get his rematch. And then Cormier can get the winner.
Sure.
I like
that
better.
I'm fine with that.
You know?
I think I'd even say Cormier should probably get another fight first.
Yeah, why not? Because the last one wasn't all that exciting. It's not like he proved anything. Let's see if he can go three rounds at.
Yeah, he fought someone that took the fight on, what, 4-day notice or something? Ridiculous.
I think it was 10. Maybe 12.
Yeah.
Maybe 8.
So, I forgot. Let's, or actually, I don't know how, Rashad's going to be out too long before you can get that match, but yeah. Let him have a fight against someone else in the top 10 so you can truly see where he's at.
Thiago Silva?
He just got released on $25,000 bail, and now there's a lot of the, doesn't look like a lot of people are pressing charges, so. Nice.
Well, why
Bellator, where you at? Yeah. Pick that man up.
Cheap.
Yeah. On the you want to fight?
How
about you suck my dick?
Five grand, sounds good.
You suck my
and
dick, and you stay in the United States.
Yes.
What? That's not fair.
Hey, nothing's fair.
Glory 13, Ingo.
Yes.
Let me just say, let's just start with the main event. You had Krokop versus, I don't know how you pronounce the last name, Bonjasky.
Bonjasky, yeah.
Krokop clearly won this fight. It was 2-1.
I agree.
It was not the most technical fight, but there's also a moment where Krokop catches the kick and then he fucking kicks his leg out. And you don't score extra points for that, but I think the gist of the fight is Krokop's coming forward, being the aggressor, doesn't get the win.
In his home country?
Weird.
Yeah. I don't know.
Was it a going away present? Because the other guy, Remy, was retiring.
Yeah, he retired. I don't know because, you know what, is it legal to do that in Glory? Can you sweep the leg like that?
He did.
I don't know. Yeah. I wonder if he got points deducted.
Maybe no, you can do that.
So that's okay?
No elbows, though. Okay. And limited clinching.
Krokop looked a little less Krokop-ish in his physique, though.
I thought he looked pretty good. He's 39?
Yeah, but he wasn't, I don't know, I thought in the UFC he was a little more ripped.
I don't know. I thought he looked pretty fucking good.
One handsome man, that
man. He was pretty strong. He was manhandling the other guy. He was just throwing him around and shit. But I want to talk about the other fight. That one was shenanigans. Krokop
should have got the win. I had him winning, clearly.
The Andy Risty versus, I think it's David Kira. I don't know how to pronounce the last name. But this is a fight where Risty is just fucking dominating. This was a five-rounder. Three-minute each round. And the other guy's just hanging in there. He got dropped early in the fight. But he pulls off. The only way he's going to win is in the fifth round if he gets the knockout. And he gets the fucking knockout in the fifth round. He dropped him like 2 or 3 times.
Glory.
And this is why Glory is awesome. These guys don't fuck around. There's not enough time to fuck around. You have two guys. They come together and they just start throwing bombs at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm in. I'm in for it. Are you in for it?
I love it. I think it's amazing. I wish I could have watched the whole card. I didn't get a chance to. I probably will check out the rest of it this week when I get a minute. But I watched the main event, and I love it. I liked it when they were here. I think they put out a great product, and I think it's only going to get better. So
please replace Duke Rufus as commentator.
I'm sorry. Duke is...
sorry, Duke. I like you, Duke, but not as... Okay.
Here's a question for you. Kenny Florian or Duke Rufus?
Kenny Florian.
Okay. You know where Kenny Florian stands in my book.
Yes,
though.
Kenny Florian. I'll take Kenny.
I think Kenny Florian should be fired.
But you know what? I think Duke just needs some practice. But the thing is
it's not his thing.
I fucking would, dude. Bring in Boss Rutten to do commentary. Seriously, that would just
bada bing, bada boom.
It would be awesome.
And just give
and
have
Cervello,
Tabasco
the voice
sponsor.
And Boss.
Sure,
it's combined. But I bet you they charge too much.
Well, I thought he was doing it before.
I think he was, and then
they've been rotating people through.
Yeah,
Luke Thomas was interviewing the people after the fights, and he was backstage interviewing people. Interesting. Interesting.
Yes, it is.
Moving right along. UFC. Are we ready for that? 171. Who's that brought to you by?
Oh, brought to you by
Onnit.com,
where you can save 10% using Onnit.com/MMA Nuts. Order your shit. I don't know. They got new kettlebells in, right? They got the... Oh, I forgot to bring my warrior bar. Those are delicious.
Those are massive, aren't
Did
they?
Did you eat it?
Did they? I don't know if
it's
they...
very good.
I don't know if we can talk about it, but they're going to have some warrior bars
coming
out.
No, it's available.
Out
I just it got came the email. Out? Just Friday.
We got test samples a little while
delicious
ago.
Delicious buffalo
they're
meat, cranberry,
massive.
Spices.
How much do those run? I have no bar. Clue. Because I'm thinking if those other ones were like $2, or like about a third of the size, that's a $32 bar if I've ever seen.
Seriously, though, use the code or use the onnit.com/MMA nuts. Get your Warrior Bar.
Those are delicious. They're gluten-free.
I love beef jerky, but I won't eat it anymore because I got so sick off of it. Like when I was a few years back, I was like the sickest I ever been. Yeah. But this stuff, you can tell it's fresh.
Gotta email myself. Yeah. Those were good.
The Warrior Bar, it's very fresh, and it's delicious. It has a good spice to it. You can toss it in your fucking coat or whatever. Keep one at your desk at work. Instead of eating that afternoon donut or whatever the fuck it is that you eat because you're tired and you know, you had a big lunch and you need something to pick you up, have one of these.
Well, the funny thing is when I got those, the samples, and I give it to Ingo, he's like, oh, yeah, I always carry one of these in my pocket. He pulls out. Like, what the fuck are you?
I do. I don't have one today.
Because it's made by...
Tanka. Yeah. Tanka.
Yeah, they partnered together, but they made a massive one for Honest.
It's really good. It's one of my favorite products. And, of course, they have the Alpha Brain and all that stuff, which didn't work for me. But I was doing some research on that, too, and I think that they're just very conservative on what they put in that pill. And some people, in order to have reactive, you know, reactions, I guess, mm-hmm. to those drugs, those natural components, they need higher doses. Everyone's different, which is why...
You need to be taking 30 pills at a time.
No, I'm not condoning that. I'm saying that, you know, for nootropics, perhaps the blend they have works for one person but not another because certain people are more reactive to other things. So. Yeah. You might be better off, and they give you the ingredients. You might be better off just trying out different ones on your own. But Shroom Tech Sport works, and, of course, I love their workout stuff. They got the battle ropes and all that stuff.
Hemp protein,
which is like $100 an ounce.
It'll last you about an hour.
2 days for $100. Taste. It's very expensive, but it's very delicious. I would love to just have it constantly, but, you know, it's expensive.
Rectally. Remember, yes. You're going to ingest anything. Ingest it rectally.
Correct.
All right. Ready for the first fight on this fucker?
Oh, yeah. UFC 171, Hendricks versus Lawler, March 15th, 2014, at the American Airlines Center in Dallas, Texas.
Ooh. They should have done this at the big place.
It's not big enough. Yeah, it's not a big enough fight.
Yeah, you need a super card. You need a super fight. You need Rousey, Cyborg. You need Anderson Silva, GSP, mm-hmm. need Brock Lesnar come out of retirement. Maybe a little rematch against Shane Carwin.
Versus Brock Lesnar?
Yeah, both of them come out of retirement.
I don't think that sells, but
maybe. Oh, well, Brock Lesnar versus... I don't know.
Andrei Arlovsky!
I don't know who's the current heavyweight that would make that the biggest fight ever.
What's his face?
A rematch against Overeem?
Yeah, that would sell like fucking hotcakes.
Fuck Overeem, though, because he's the one who called him out, so he shouldn't get that match.
He's always fighting.
Okay, Junior Dos Santos, Brock Lesnar, make it happen. All right, we got Jake.
All-American?
Something? Shields, sure. He's 29-6-1 with one no contest versus Hector.
Lightning!
Lombard, he is 33-4-1 with one no contest. These guys got a lot of shenanigans with the no contests and mm-hmm. stuff. Shields, 10% of his wins by KO, 34% by submission. Lombard, 58% of his wins by KO, 21% by submission. I'll say a couple of things. This is a freak show body comparison when you look at the picture.
Crazy.
One dude looks like he may have the HIV. The other guy is like 230, cutting down to 170. He's like a shit brick house.
Yeah.
Or wait, strike that, reverse it, a brick shit house or something.
Who knows?
He's thick as fuck is what I'm trying to say.
Juicy. Thick, solid, tight, baby.
That's how we like it. But this is a weird one, too, because you look at both guys, and they were both champions in other organizations. Then they both come in the UFC. They don't have that kind of success.
No.
They both went on some kind of losing records, mm-hmm. and here they are with a matchup, and what do you see is going to happen here?
Well, besides the size difference, which I don't think is going to be that much of a factor, I feel like as much as I don't like Jake Shields, I look back at his track record against guys like Henderson and Maya.
Oh, and you got to mention that Henderson fight. When you don't want to talk about... Jesus Christ, how hard did some guy get rocked and how hard did he get punched for that first round? I thought he was going to die. Literally.
And he came back and won the fight.
Yeah, because the old man got gassed out. He wasn't on the TRT.
That's the thing about Shields.
He's durable.
I talked to Comprito about this too. He's like, man, that motherfucker, he's like, he just has an ability to drag you into his game and he nullifies.
He's like quicksand.
It's crazy. He is very good. And I know that guys, you know, it's hard to tell that, but he sucks you in and you cannot do what you want to do because he did it. I mean, Kampman, Henderson, Ellen, was it Ellenberger? No, what did I write down? Woodley, Henderson, Maya. I mean, these guys are all top level guys and he just makes them look stupid. He gets them out of their element. And I think if Shields employs a cardio game where at this weight class, I don't think he has cardio issues. So if he can drag it out for a round, stay away from Lombard, and avoid the blitz, because that's what fucked him up against Ellenberger, is like he just got fucking bull rushed. And if he can avoid that, I don't think Lombard has a chance. He's got one fight at this weight class. It lasted like 2 minutes, you know? I don't think Lombard has cardio. It's impossible. How can he's so big? How can he possibly?
He totally has cardio.
Okay, I'm taking Shields by
decision.
You
may have the best cardio at 170.
Might be the most boring fight ever, but Shields by decision. I'm picking it. What do you think is gonna happen?
Well, I'm not gonna lie. I want to see Jake Shields' head get fucking knocked into the 62nd row. Wow. I don't like him.
I know you don't like him.
I don't know why.
Fitzer Shields. Who's your least favorite?
Shields.
Okay.
Because Fitch, remember, he actually had that awesome fight?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, at least he had one.
Yeah.
Okay, good point.
And then, yeah. I don't know. I'll just stop all in my head before I do myself a favor. But, oh, he got taken down by BJ Penn. That was the other one. That was his draw. Right?
No draw.
But, I mean.
Oh, that was a draw. I forgot about.
Yeah, when you look at the striking difference, like Jake Shields striking, not so good. Hector Lombard, there should be a world of difference between the striking level.
Sure.
And you're right. I mean, the conditioning is the question mark. Jake's not going to have a problem. Well, it depends because he has had problems when he was at 85 and then he also went down to 70.
70 was a problem.
And here we are at 70, but he's looked okay at 70.
Mm-hmm.
So... wrestling, striking, I don't give a fuck. I'm taking Lombard.
Okay. The finish? Or
no, decision? I got to take a decision. Because like we're talking Shields, he's durable.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see him get knocked out. But if, God damn, if Dan Henderson can't knock you out, I don't think anybody can.
I agree.
So I'm going to take Lombard with decision. That's my upset pick for this week.
Nice.
Magic 8-Ball, let's see you. I'll look good, Jake Shield.
Okay. Before you go to the next fight, I want to mention one thing.
Good.
Kevin Gastelum versus Rick Story. It's bringing us into the main card on Fox One or whatever. I think that's going to be fight of the night. You guys are doing yourself a disservice. Gastelum is the guy who won the Ultimate Fighter. Tough as shit.
Uriah Hall.
Yeah.
Didn't work out.
Yep. Rick Story, tough as shit. Both guys are big time strikers. That should be a barn burner. So I think they did a good thing there.
They like a barn burner.
It's fucking awesome.
You burn my barn.
Someone's getting knocked out, or they're gonna get knocked down and dragged out. That might be one of the best fights of the year. Watch it on Fox Sports 1.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
They didn't pay me to say that. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
They should.
Are you a UFC shill now?
What's that?
Are you a shill?
Yes.
For the UFC.
I just need $2,000. Thank you.
Excellent. $1,500 of that will go directly to the needy kids or something. All right, we got Carlos.
The Natural Born Killer!
Conda, he's 29-7 versus Tyrone.
The Chosen One.
With the loudest mom in the UFC, Woodley. And I mean that respectful.
Yeah.
He's 12-2. Conda, 48% of his wins by KO, 45% by submission, not a finisher. Woodley, 25% of his wins by KO, 42% by submission. So this fight was supposed to be Matt Brown versus Carlos Conda. Matt Brown fucks his back up. Now Matt Brown gets relegated to fight Eric Silva, which makes no fucking sense. So
why not?
Because that guy's not in the fucking top 10.
Ooh,
Brown should be fighting top 10 guys. Matt Brown's like 4 or 5, and he's supposed to fight Condit, who's number 2.
Yeah.
So now you get hurt and you get fucked yet again.
Yeah, but Silva's tough. That's a bad matchup for him.
It is, and that's what sucks. Like, I like the Condit fight. I want that Condit Matt Brown fight.
Love it.
And
that might still happen.
I hope so. And when I look at this fight, I think this is a terrible matchup. Thank you for my beer goggles. But I prefer mine like this.
Okay.
And it makes the world go round. I think this is a terrible matchup for Condit because you know his weakness is wrestling. And you can look at the GSP fight. You can look at
Latino women.
his wife.
Yeah. That runs. She's running shit. She's
running shit.
You watch any of the countdown shows. Yes. But if you look at the wrestling where he's had challenges, the GSP fight,
yes,
the Hendricks fight,
yes,
and you could argue limited in the Roy McDonald fight.
Mm-hmm.
So now you look at Woodley, and the odds are he should be able to dictate where this fight goes. And the only question is going to be the conditioning for me, because
okay,
I'm concerned. Like, the longer the fight goes, the more I'd favor Condit, but I want to save some of the blasphemous words that Woodley said, too. When Woodley says, I think Condit's a point fighter. Like, you're fucking delusional, man. You can't say that shit with a straight face. He says he point fights. He moves around. He sticks and moves. He doesn't just come out there and start banging on people. That's not his style. He comes out there and he overwhelms you with volume. He point fights. Motherfucker.
27 finishes and 2 decisions.
Do you know what a point fighter is? See GSP after he lost to Matt Serra. That is what you call a point fighter. Look at, you could argue John Fitch. You could argue Jake Shields. Like, the lay and pray is a goddamn point fighter. Or the guy who goes for a takedown in the third round and accidentally gets guillotined.
He has, you know, he's had a few decisions in his last few fights, but I think it just, like, goes back to fighting top-level guys. I mean, come on. 29 wins, 27 by fucking knockout or submission.
That's what I said, is blasphemy.
Okay.
And then you look at Woodley. Who did, was it Koscheck that he fought last?
Yeah,
where he almost killed him?
Yes.
Oh, my God. I thought Koscheck died.
Yes.
So, unfortunately, I think Condit's getting knocked out in the first round. And
okay.
I like Condit as a fighter. He's a goddamn finisher. Guy brings it, but I just think this is a bad matchup for him, and I'm taking Woodley first round KO.
Interesting. I know you love Condit, too,
I do.
And this is a weird situation because I thought for sure you're going to pick Condit to win this fight. I think this is a case of too much too soon for Woodley. I think there's a guy who's come, you know, he lost in Strikeforce, he came over to the UFC, he's kind of been back and forth. You could argue that he's had a resurgence in his career.
I like that.
You know, he's definitely building, and he's surging as far as a fighter goes, but I still don't think he has enough tools in his belt or his pocket or his fucking whatever it is to deal with a guy like Condit, who's a superior striker.
Mm.
I mean, it's not even close. I think on the ground off his back, he's way better. The only thing Woodley has is the wrestling, but I don't think Condit fears getting taken down. So
yeah, but he can get controlled. That's the problem.
He can. I just don't, you know, I think Woodley is not going to be that ready for Condit's, like, slick ground game off his back. So I'm saying that this is a back-and-forth battle the first two rounds, and I think Woodley gets tired and Condit picks him apart, and we're going to get a similar finish as we got to Rory McDonald, where he just comes out, balls to the wall in the third round, and fucking knocks him out. I think that's going to happen. We're going to see a lot
of
blood.
He's tough as shit. Yeah.
Yeah, he's tough. He's never been knocked out. I mean, he stood and banged with guys like Dan Hardy. I mean, he's
knocked him out.
Yeah. I mean, he's done it all.
Left hook versus left hook.
He's done it all. He's stood in there with GSP and
knocked him down.
Yeah.
Almost finished him.
5-round wars, 3-round wars, 1-round war. I mean, he's had it all. I don't think Woodley's ready for this. I really don't. And therefore,
but he's got his mom in the corner, and she's so loud.
Oh, yeah.
My God.
Yeah, that's crazy.
What was it, the Strikeforce?
Yes.
Who the fuck? I don't remember who he was fighting, but you could hear his mom through the whole fucking arena.
Woodley versus, was it Paul Daly?
I don't remember.
I got to look this up now.
That would have been, Dan Henderson versus Fedor.
Yeah.
It was the main event.
Woodley Paul Daly. Paul Daly.
Okay.
Paul Daly.
That wasn't the most exciting of fights.
No, it was not. But the Henderson Fedor one was.
You got damn right. That was epic.
Holy shit. Yeah, I think this should be good, but we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm so surprised you're picking Woodley. Wow. I can't believe that.
It is what it is.
I know you love Carlos Condit.
True. I wish I was married to him. Oh.
Well, you know how he likes.
Never mind. Moving right along. Magic 8-Ball will take. It's giving me 2. Oh, you better concentrate and ask again. Carlos Condit. All right, so main event time.
Dun, 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 dun.
Ooh, I love this action. We got Johnny.
Big Rig!
Hendricks, he is 15-2 versus Robbie.
Ruthless!
Lawler, he is 22-9. He's been around the block.
Yes.
Hendricks, 53% of his wins by KO, 7% by submission. Lawler, 82% of his wins by KO, 5% by submission. I'll just start and say, I love this fight. You know why, Ingo?
Why?
Because the GSP is fucking gone.
Nice.
He had to relinquish his belt. I was asking for this for so many years. Yeah. I said, can we just make all the guys that hold belts just go away and give up their titles so we can actually have some fun? And
it's happened.
Now you have Anderson Silva no longer with a belt. You have the GSP no longer with a belt. So now we're going to have some fun.
John Jones pretty soon no longer with a belt.
You heard it here first. I'm thinking that.
Yeah. Glover.
Glover is going to get him.
The knockout.
But I'll still pick John Jones.
I know.
Just a blast.
I will not pick John Jones.
Ever. I think that's your gig.
That's fine.
So the one thing I want to say before I throw it to you, I want to say, Lawler, here's what's going to happen. You're going to expect Lawler to come out there and trade punches. Lawler's going to come out and take Hendricks down.
Oh.
You heard it here first.
You're crazy.
You heard it here first. Go ahead, Ingo.
Is this like, wait, what was that fight that BJ Penn versus
John Fitch?
Yeah, is that what's going to happen?
Yes.
Okay.
Where Penn comes out and takes Fitch down. Nobody's going to fucking expect that.
Probably
so,
not.
How do you attack a guy? Attack his strength. His weakness. Yes, put Hendricks on his back.
I don't think Lawler can put Hendricks on his back.
But he's not going to expect that. No fucking way. Lawler's going to take me down. Fuck that. That guy's going to stand and bang.
Yeah.
So.
I love this fight because both guys are pretty fucking tough. I think this is a lot like the Story Gastelum fight on the undercard. I was almost going to pick this as fight of the night, but I think this will be over quick. Lawler is known for being like over aggressive at times, and he's known for finishing guys, and he's known for getting finished sometimes because he's too crazy. Hendricks is known for being a fast starter. He's knocked out some of the best of the best. I mean, he's got a ridiculous left hand, strong wrestler. He's also been worked. I think it was it Rick Story that decisioned him, right? Beat him up pretty good.
Hendricks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that was a while ago. So, but I think his big kryptonite is another strong wrestler. So, if you look at it that way, I think Hendricks has more power than Lawler, and I think he's got the better boxing.
Yeah.
He's really worked on it. You can just look at how he's finishing guys now. He's not so wild anymore. He's very controlled. And Lawler seems like he needs time. He needs to set guys up a little bit. He kind of bides his time. He tries to find angles and things where Johnny just goes for it. And I think that now that there's no threat of being taken down, I don't think Johnny plays it safe. And he comes out balls to the wall. And he's crazy.
Well, you got to look at it, too, where when he fought GSP, he wasn't sure what pace to set for himself because he never fought a 5-round fight. Lawler hasn't been in a 5-round fight for numerous years. So he's used to getting shit done early or being a 3-rounder. So when you look at Hendricks, too, he said he fought 70%.
Yes.
Against GSP.
So he says.
And he's adjusted now because he knows what he needs to do. So proceed.
Yeah. So case in point. I mean, you made my point for me. I don't think anyone's pulling off the trigger here. This is going to be balls to the wall. And unfortunately, the boxing advantage, I think, goes to Hendricks. And I think if it doesn't go his way, he can definitely take Waller down. So I'm picking him by knockout, first round, about 2 or 3 minutes.
He's going to go quick. That one.
I think it'll be fast. I think it'll be real fast.
The only other person that knocked him out was Nick Diaz.
What round was that?
I don't know if it was the first or a second round. He clipped him coming in.
Yeah, same thing will happen. That left hand is brutal. Oh, he's so fast with it.
He is
fast. Crazy. And I don't know, you know. I know that Lawler stood in there with guys like Manhoef and knocked him out. And I mean, I love this fight. I think it's going to be fun. It's going to be real fun. Just please don't somebody take the other guy down and hold him down for 5 rounds. Don't do that.
Lawler, he's going to take him down.
No.
He's going to fucking he's going to point fight him this whole fight.
Mark Lehman's going to be like, get up.
We didn't game plan for you getting taken down. What the fuck's going on? He's probably not even training in wrestling.
Johnny's got good jiu-jitsu, though. He just never uses it. He's the man. Don't worry. Next champ.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I also look at, I think, who wants this fucking title more?
Mm-hmm.
You look at how close Hendricks got. He was so hungry, thought he had it. All the coaches thought he had it. 99% of the people thought Hendricks won against GSP, except the fucking judge.
Two judges.
Yeah. One of them, all he has to do is say the right decision, and Hendricks win it. So I think when you look at a guy who was that close and didn't get it,
how much harder are you going to train this next time to actually get it when you knew you were there, you knew that was your fight, yep. and you just happened to get fucked by some judges. So I think I'm kind of leaning towards a Hendricks finish because I don't think he's going to let it go to the judges again. You can't. No fucking way. And if you fought at 70 and now he's going to fight at 100, who wants it more?
What's up with the shorts from both guys? Are those the shorts they're coming out with?
Is this the uniform?
It's like weird.
Holy Jesus Christ.
I just noticed that.
Tripping balls or they got like wearing some psychedelic shit? Wow.
It's crazy
okay.
shorts. Echo that's, MMA.
That's great.
Yeah.
I think I'm fuck it.
Taking big rig?
Yeah.
What round?
Third. Did you say third?
I said first.
Okay.
2-3 minutes.
I'm gonna go three. I'm gonna let him tire out Lawler a little bit. I'm gonna go third round KO.
Okay.
Seeing how he's only been knocked out once. So he's due for a knockout. Or he's due to put Hendricks on his ass for 5 fucking solid rounds and go, no one's gonna expect it. Hammer fist, where are my hammer fists? Magic 8 ball. Most likely Johnny Hendricks.
Nice.
3-0. There are no fucking curses.
The curse is off, right? The
hex off. Is off. 2014, there's no curses.
Awesome.
Asinus, right. Brought to you by Gotham Cigars.
Ooh, I don't have that one. Yes, I do. Gotham Cigars is...
You go to our coupon tab, you go scroll down to the Gotham Cigar
Click
part.
The link. Isn't it gothamcigars.com/rememberynuts?
No.
It's not the link?
It is, but it's not. You got to go through our site.
It's all fucked
up. And you get the humidor, you get all the neat shit inside, you get the Alec Bradley cigars, there's 5 of them, and solution. Oh, Jesus Christ, the solution's leaking. I can't have it. Can't have it inside here. This is a secret. And you get this blowtorch, by the way. Oh, it's scary and go with it. Well, yeah, it will. Is that off? I don't know. But I'm saying, those cigars are delicious.
You gotta put those cigars in a humidor.
Yeah, they are.
No, I mean, like, one that has propylene glycol.
Yeah.
They're gonna dry out on you. He's gonna go to smoke them, and the thing is just gonna go.
So sorry.
Oh, I just got a whole cigar inhaled.
Anyway, you can get this whole pack for $49.99.
And free shipping.
That's right. That's what it's all about. So,
you know, it's pretty cool. Too. Gotham Cigars, I think they have like a Cigar of the Month Club and shit too, right? You can do all kinds of weird stuff with them.
You can do whatever you want.
Yes.
If they don't, you can,
be like
one.
Bill Clinton, you know,
if you want. Yeah. Let me just.
He's like, yeah.
Poke you in the fucking
in the nose, I'm saying.
I figured I'd fuck you. What?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Anyways, Gotham Cigars. Go to MMAnounce.com. Click on our coupons. Scroll down. Click the link.
That's right.
Save your money. Right.
It's all good.
It would make a great gift for somebody, actually. Yeah, like if you got a friend, you're like, fuck, I don't know what to get Bob for his birthday.
Somebody cooking popcorn? Or is that the lighter burning the humidor?
I don't smell popcorn. I think you have brain cancer.
Thanks.
He's dying.
But you know what that means? We'll have medical marijuana.
That's true.
I have brain cancer. We'll enjoy it for about 6 months before I die.
Or two.
Thanks.
So fast.
Am I gonna get a Viking funeral? Are you gonna shoot the arrow at me?
No.
Okay, Game of Thrones style. You better start training now. Okay. If you hear I have fucking brain cancer, you better start working on your archery skills.
I have done archery.
Do you have a bow? We should get.
I don't have
we
one
should
anymore.
Get crossbows.
No, not a crossbow.
We should get everything and go
compound bow.
I have guns. I used to have the bow. We should get. Crossbows. We should get everything, just in case we're prepared.
Okay.
But we should if we're gonna get bows and arrows, we should do it Dukes of Hazzard style with sticks of dynamite on the end of the bow and arrow.
Okay.
Fuck yeah! Those guys are crazy. I love them. Just blowing shit up left and right.
Sticks of dynamite.
Get it.
Got any questions for us?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Speaking
fans?
Of Dukes of Hazzard, John J. Bob's got the first question. Mm-hmm. So what do you guys think about John Jones saying that DC and Gus should fight and blah, blah, blah? What are we talking about?
We talked about that.
See, I don't read these questions ahead of time. I just spew them out as I see fit. And follow up. Seems how you both referenced the Tommy Toehold show. Who do you think would win in a fight, Tommy Toehold or Tony Thumbpoke? Why and how?
Who's Tony Thumbpoke?
I don't know.
Your Mac is doing weird shit.
It's reporting to the mothership.
Okay.
It just does that randomly. That's why I cover up all cameras.
Uploading.
I have been. Since
uploading now.
1999.
The president will be dead.
What?
Nothing.
Of Microsoft.
It's correct.
Yes. Yeah, okay, it's... Did you know he can jump over a chair?
Like that.
He's a ninja.
There's an interview with Connie Chung and him. She asked him, can you jump over the chair? He's like, yes, I can.
Did he do it?
You're damn right. It's from the 80s. Oh. Hopefully I'll post up said Bill Gates jumping over.
Is Connie Chung like 80 now?
Yeah, she's not Connie Povich. Did they get divorced or not?
I have no clue.
It's all good.
Who's Povich?
Maury.
She was married to Maury Povich?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Dang,
a little pop culture for you there.
That's
up on his news.
You damn right. Oh, here's a good one from John. What was better on Saturday, the Glory fight or UFC?
I like the Glory, the one fight I saw.
I gotta say Glory.
Yeah.
Ryan Mew, best MMA girl lesbo show. I like where you're going already. Two participants.
Put water over myself.
Who are you picking?
He said lesbo and I made myself all wet.
Nice. It's better to be wet than not. He says, I'm going with Gina and Rhonda, and he says, Matt, no Cyborg. That's blasphemous, but you said Cyborg, so now you get another hot picture of her. So two...
Maybe every time someone says Cyborg, you should drink. That should be the rule.
But then if I drink, then I have to post another hot picture of the Cyborg. And Ryan Smith, that is a blasphemous picture. That is not Cyborg in you. That is a fucking imposter. You can't trick me.
Should we get Cyborg on the show?
I know Cyborg's
hot. Does she speak English?
Total English.
Where does she live?
Probably in California's or Nevada's.
But I think we should fly you out there.
I don't want my image ruined.
You should do an interview.
I have certain images of her that look hot, and I don't want anybody to blaspheme me.
You guys should do like a photo shoot together.
Could she feed me grapes with the... I told you about that dream I had. I was in the octagon, and she's got her gear on. She's got the gloves on. She's feeding me fucking grapes.
It's awesome.
I don't know what's happening. I'm slightly aroused.
Were you in warrior pose?
Slightly aroused, but kind of confused.
Downward facing dog.
Like, what is going on here, Cyborg? Why are you feeding me grapes?
It's like a lamb to the slaughter.
Yeah.
She's fattening you up.
Yes. Before she kills
here
me.
There you go.
Yes. And rapes me repeatedly. So, yeah, Gina and Rhonda, you got to have Misha Tate in there.
I prefer Gina and Misha Tate. I think that would be more interesting.
That's pretty good. And then there's that other lady. What's her name? Alexandra Albu? Well, I'll post her picture up. She looks very good from the behind.
I don't know who that is.
She's on our Women of MMA section.
Eastern blockish, though. Okay.
From the behind. She's very working outy, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
Alfredo Davalos Garcia, you think the UFC should make tournaments, heavyweights, for example?
They should, but they'll never do it.
Yes, agree. Follow up, you think John Jones might go down if he's losing the belt this year?
Nope.
You don't think he's going to lose the belt?
No, I don't think he'll go down.
Oh, he'll down go down.
Down where? Chinatown?
I don't know. Ryan Smith, who is the one celebrity you'd love to punch in the face?
You first.
Angelina Jolie.
Okay.
You know why? Because this crazy bitch cut off two good titties where she had a very, very small chance of having cancer. She had no cancer, but chose to cut off her titties. Actually, I want to punch her in the pussy.
Ouch.
Instead of like a liver shot, I'd actually throw a left right in the pussy.
Okay. Ouch.
You got anybody who not like celebrity style?
Celebrity-wise, I'm not that angry, but...
You should be.
I don't
God
know.
Damn it. If a woman cuts off her titties, you should be
who
angry.
Who bothers me? I don't even know. Nobody bothers me that much.
All right.
I don't want to punch anybody.
Who is the biggest threat to Jones? Ryan Smith's follow-up. Gustafson, DC, or Glover?
Well, I definitely think it's probably Gustafson, but Glover's going to take care of that business, so not to worry.
Baby. This is going to be a fun fight.
You're waffling now. You said earlier yes, and now you're saying maybe. Well, he's backpedaling.
I don't know about that.
He's had some
John
time
Jones
to think
has got
about
some
it.
Elbows, and Glover gets a little crazy at times where he lets people hit him in the face, or Ryan Bader rocks him. Mm-hmm. Ryan Bader should have never touched him. Neil Baskin, who's on deck for Ronda Rousey, Kat Zingano, Gina Carano, or would you love to see Chris Cyborg, but do not think it's going to happen? Your thoughts? Blah, blah, blah.
Kat Zingano.
Yep.
Michael Tuckfield. Jones wants DC and the Mahler to fight. Blah, blah, blah. Could Jones have a point? No. Follow up. What the fuck is Guillard's problem? He has power, explosiveness, and skill. Is he failing due to the mental game? And if so, was his time at Jackson's camp the cause?
I don't know. Yeah, I think he falls in the category of Diego Sanchez syndrome. He likes to move it, move it.
That's right. Morgan Wesley, where can I have Chris Cyborg, or when can I have Chris Cyborg beat up Ronda Rousey?
2014 New Year's Eve.
I'll say approximately never. Why does Dana White lie?
Because he's rich.
John Jones needs to shut up. You can just shake your head yes. James Holmes Powell, do you think Ronda will ever be defeated?
Yes.
Aurelius Goldie Massoud, do you think the UFC Fight Pass subscription will pick up anytime soon?
I don't know. If you can sign up for it, I would assume they get a lot of subscribers, but it seems like there's lots of problems.
Do you know who's tapping Ronda's ass?
No. Do you?
Okay.
Do you? I don't know.
But I'd watch.
Doesn't matter. It's not you.
Darius Olison, what is up with the UFC going for broke with more oversaturation? A few days ago, they announced the two UFC events in one night. Do you think that the UFC will start putting on shitty secondary cards for free while they have decent cards on pay-per-view to give incentive to buy more cards?
Yes.
Great.
Yes to all of those things.
And then Ben Heggie, the last question. Where are my car keys?
They are in the freezer.
Oh, I thought they were in his asshole. That was quite the crazy night.
Could be there.
That's why you don't hang out with Russians in Poland.
No.
What is that? I don't know. Moving right along.
Who wins a t-shirt?
Oh, so sorry. Thanks. I'll always forget that. I forgot there was a t-shirt at stake.
There's a t-shirt at
stake. Going to be prize packs at stake.
Yes.
Kind of feel like Ryan Smith should win.
Yes. You win, Ryan Smith.
If I don't know, I think I might have sent him a t-shirt, but if I sent you a t-shirt, just tell me I sent you a t-shirt, and I'll send you something else from the fucking Private Closet. I got a bunch of cool shit I can send out, so.
Yes, like big bag of dicks.
Hey, that was on the
you
table.
You can use them on Cyborg next time you see him. I didn't say that.
That's blasphemous. Well, you talk about my woman like that.
Sorry.
And or man. Are we at knowledge?
We are, and I have something this week, because I've been experimenting with something all week. I discovered... Great. Last Monday or Tuesday.
Is this?
Not anal sex.
Okay.
Thank you.
Proceed.
I'm not gay. Yet.
Thank you.
ASMR. Have you heard of this?
No.
Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response is the long version of that. You've never heard of this?
Is this like a isolation tank?
No. Similar. What it is certain people out there have a reaction in their...
ASMR.
ASMR. Just Google that. It's like a tingly feeling in your brain from certain types of stimuli. Some of which could be like somebody whispering, like paper rustling, weird shit like, I don't know, like tapping or crunching bags or weird shit like that. So if you Google ASMR, there's a lot of stuff out there about this. And there's a lot of videos on YouTube where it's like people whispering, people doing like this weird shit, right? Mm. 20, 30 minute videos. And everybody's different. Some people don't respond to it. So I thought, whatever, I'll try it. You know, I don't know. It's supposed to help you get into a relaxed state for sleep because I have a hard time falling asleep sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So try to try this stuff. And I have to say that I do have some sort of reaction to these things. And the big thing for me is the whispering. So I suggest you try this. Late at night, get some headphones. Lay there in bed or whatever. I don't know where you lay. Lay there in the street.
Usually.
Yes.
Cock in one hand. Bottle of whiskey in the other.
Yeah, yes.
Pants down around my ankles.
It's not like that.
Underwear on my face.
The best way I can describe it, like, it's hard to... Have you ever had, like... Here's an example.
Go.
This happens to me a lot. Like, I'll call a company, and they put me on hold, and then there's, like, that, like, certain voice that's on the phone, like, talking to you, like... And you get, like, this weird, like, you're in a trance, kind of tingly brain feeling. Has that ever happened to you before?
No.
It just feels good. Like, you feel real relaxed, and you have, like, this... Almost like a tingling sensation in your head. That's okay. What it is. It's like a head thing.
A head tingly?
ASMR. And it's helped me sleep. Like, I've tried this every single night since Tuesday.
So what are you listening to then?
Just Google ASMR and go to YouTube. ASMR. There's tons. there's like whispering videos, like there's people just whisper to you for like 20 minutes.
Sounds like a weird fetish.
It's not. No, no, because it changes. Like apparently some people have triggers with visuals. So like some people could have triggers, like there's one that really fucked me up, which is like a guy doing like this thing in a he's making like a pot of some sort of where he's like scraping it and he's painting it and stuff, and just the noise of it, like it makes me all tingly, and it's kind of cool. It's hard. He's like laughing at me. Trust me, this is very similar to your isolation tank situation, because it's helped me sleep. Like I've slept like a baby all week. It's seriously, I'm fucking knocked out from the shit. I'll listen to it for 10-15 minutes, and then I wake up in the morning with my earphones on, and I've slept better than I've ever slept.
Good.
It puts me down, and it's pretty cool. ASMR. I suggest you Google it. So they say like 80% of the population is responsive to some sort of trigger. The other 20%, nothing. So it may not do anything for you, but if the isolation tank is worked for you, I assume this is in the realm of that. Like you like when you get, I know you don't get a haircut now, you probably buzz it on yourself.
Yeah.
When you got a haircut before and they were like shampooing your head, did you ever get like that weird, like tingly, things feel good feeling in your head? Or no?
No.
Okay. You might be one of those that's not.
I'm sure it all worked
out. It's really hard to describe, but it's a good feeling. It's almost like an orgasm in the head.
It's like anal stimulation, masturbation response. Is that what ASMR?
Something like that.
Okay, yeah, great.
It's weird. Try it out. If you just go and watch these videos, you're going to be like, what is this shit? But if you do it, the lights down with the headphones in and just get into a relaxed state, it's pretty weird.
Is this your relaxed state? You know, like you're driving on a motorcycle with the fucking handlebars way up.
No, I'm saying like you're in bed, you're just relaxing.
You're
probably these chairs would be perfect. I don't have this kind of chair. It'd probably be perfect for that. You may try to enhance yourself prior, and that seems to help, too.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No shit. Sometimes I fucking wake up, it's 3:30 in the morning. I get I should go to bed now.
Google ASMR, and there's binaural ASMR, which is like they use two mics, so the sound is 3D in your headphones.
Oh, I can't hear
that. That's really fucked up.
Fucking.
Oh, yeah.
Even when I'm listening to music sometimes, it comes weird out of the speakers. Like, give it to me all at once. No. I don't like left, right, left, right.
It worked. It's freaky. It's really freaky.
I'll take your word for it. My whole computer is all locked up.
Like this noise could do it, trigger it. Like somebody was doing it to me. Right now.
See? That was refreshing.
That's very relaxing. Anyway, it's helped me sleep.
Not that. It's not working.
Not that.
Is that the noise you're looking for?
No.
Sure.
Try it. Google ASMR and just try it. Maybe you're responsive to these things.
I'll start drooling on myself.
It's not like that.
It's all good.
Anyways, you got any knowledge?
No. Fair enough. Shut it down.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name is Ingo Weigelt.
Meg Griffin. Thanks for playing.